Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 100. Welcome to our 100th episode.
Yes, hello and welcome to our super special 100th episode where all of our guests have, like, not turned up.
It's because it's too close to Christmas. I'm Adam.
Yeah, and I am the other host person called Paul.
Paul with a box. He's got a box.
What?
Yeah, that.
What box? What are you talking
about? That one. You got lots of boxes. You have all the PC boxes. Why couldn't they keep them like that?
Because they take up too much bloody room.
Good point. God, look at the size of that box. Command and Conquer. You could kill someone with that.
That's the Command and Conquer, whatever it is. The one with all the, like, original Command and Conquer in.
Cool.
Covert Operations or whatever the expansion packs were called. So yeah, shout out to the people in the chat room. We've got Kitty and Vern, who I've been instructed by my brain to say his name. His name is Harrison Lynch.
Harrison Lynch is Burn Online.
Burn Online? How much is that a month? Is that what, £8 again?
Yeah, you play Burn Online. You play this guy Vern and you live his life. You tell him what to do for $14.99 a month.
They should do like the Truman Show, game. Play Truman. try and escape. And then you have all these people come at you with, like, chainsaws.
That would make a really good film where some guy pays $14.99 a month to play this massive multiplayer game. What he doesn't realise is his character really exists and he's actually controlling someone in the real world and screwing up their life. Because he did do a film similar to that where it was a woman and she was writing the best novel ever. But the person she was writing the novel about, the person actually exists.
Oh, that's like the never-ending story.
And it's Will Ferrell, and all he can hear is he can hear the narration of it, and he thinks he's going insane.
He is insane.
And he keeps yelling at this woman, but she can't hear him. That'd be cool. Playing someone's life.
They should do a never-ending story game.
They created this called World of Warcraft. It never ends.
Instead of just reading the book and all the stuff happens, what you have to do is you have to take words using the Wiimote and swap things around. So you redo the story about how people with chainsaws start killing everyone. And then what's that stupid dragon thing called? We can then kill him as well.
Oh, he looks like a weasel.
Yeah, dog. It looks like a giant weasel.
Weasel dog.
It's white.
Weasel dog.
Catherine mentions Stranger Than Fiction. It's a good film.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Vern says he would buy that game. I'm sure it would suck.
Vern Online. Well, there you go. Start building the game now.
Okay, right. We had a few emails this week. Well, email stroke letter stroke blog feedback, etc. We had one from Mr. Ho.
Ho. Thundercats. Ho.
Hoorah. Thundercats. Hoorah. He-Man. Hoorah. She-Ra. Hoorah. Batman, hoorah!
Superman,
Darth, hoorah!
Ho!
Yeah, anyway, hi, I have no heard your show yet as I have real trouble downloading it nowadays. Past few weeks takes an age to download. Times out, any ideas? Our server's crap. Give us some more money, we can get a better server.
Server.
Have you played Avatar, The Legend of Aang? Easy 1,000 gamer score in 2 minutes. Look it up on YouTube. I'm waiting to rent it. All the best, Ian, Mr. Ho.
That one is zero. A game based off a kids' cartoon about some guy who can bend water, Japanese anime style.
Vern has to leave the chat room. Oh man, we have all these people enjoying, like.
He came on just to get mentioned and then he's gone.
He used us just to say his name.
I don't want to be a one-hit wonder. I want someone to listen to me all day.
Okay, we also had some feedback from Financial Roman.
Okay, Financial Roman.
See, I like the sound of that. Give us
my name is Financial Roman. You can find me on financialroman.com/ I'm going to screw you over.
That isn't his... He didn't say that. And his URL is metalslug2k.wordpress.com. Hey guys, great show. Greets from Canada. What is your gamer tags? I want to own you guys at table tennis. Well, I don't own table tennis, so good luck.
Neither do I, and I'm not buying table tennis. I played it when I worked the game, and that's as far as I got.
I had the demo, and the demo flipping expired. What a rip.
Really?
Yeah, the demo expired. It's like the only demo I've ever had which actually expired. Thanks a lot, Rockstar lame dudes. So yeah, Adam's gamer tag is Super Crazy Monkey Man.
Mm-hmm. Ultra Mega Monkey.
Ultra Mega Monkey.
I used to be super
good. Have you been on your 360 and filled in your name and stuff?
Yes.
Good, because then I actually know who we are.
Did you put where you are? It filled in automatically.
Oh
I just
God, dude.
I went to it to see what to fill in, and it automatically takes some of your details and fills it in for you.
Doesn't.
So I went to add it in, and it said Adam. So I went no. Oh. So I pressed OK. Went to location, and it said Yeovil, England. I went, yeah, fair enough.
I titled that myself.
It's great. I didn't bother with a bio.
I'm going to do the bio because I've got a bunch of people who I know from work. I'm like customers at work, and I want to fill that in, so hopefully they get the message to fill theirs in so I actually know who everyone is. Because otherwise I'm just like, oh my god, who are all these people? It's trouble being famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. My gamer tag is the Smirnoff.
It's Smirnoff.
What are you doing?
Making noises.
Don't. Okay, we also had a letter from Mr. Oxlow, who apparently was going to be on today's episode, but didn't turn up.
Because
I know, hang on, I'll just open the door and see if he's like stood there waiting to come in. Nope. See, we've got this funky sign on my door saying on air. And when that's on, people are told not to come in the room.
Oh, cool.
I'm just kidding, don't worry. I don't have one of the funky signs.
We'll buy you one. That lights up red on air. Don't enter.
Yeah, people are still flipping ring me. Or text me. Hey, I haven't... This is what Jupy Chris said. Let's read it out for all to hear. What time you on till? Amelia didn't want to come pick me up and it's freezing out there. Baby. Freezing. If he ran, he would get warm. I just sent him, dude, hurries. He wants to talk about Masters of Monsters. Which is some old game. It's a Mega Drive game.
Masters of Monsters.
Yeah, so anyway, Oxlow says, just wondered if you guys have come across this new GTA 4 trailer.
Yep, I downloaded it when it came out on Xbox 360.
Yep, I clicked the link he provided in his email. Oh my god, somebody just turned my Xbox on. How rude. Anyway.
What did you think?
About what? Oh, GTA 4, I thought it was lame. You know, this dude who like tries to act hard with all these other dudes who also try to act hard. And you know, if the SS came along, they just run off like pansies.
As a Grand Theft Auto game, looks amazing. World looks amazing. Characters don't look that much different, but they look better. Better is always good. But compared to what you were expecting when you saw renders of the environment, the characters do look a little bit
shit.
Yeah, they're not.
They look a little bit PS2.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing. But at the end of the day, they're probably using the in-game graphics and the way that the camera angle will be, and probably not going to notice it too much. But the one thing it was always about was gameplay and the fact that you can go and do whatever you want. We will have to wait and see whether or not people are still wanting Grand Theft Auto after this, because a lot of people,
definitely.
A lot of people went,
the trailer just sucks.
A lot of people went for San Andreas, and it was a big game, but too big. And
yeah, I never played it. I thought it was just like the whole gangster stuff.
Yeah, it went a bit lame too quickly. So I think the fact that you've got kind of like this gangster,
I prefer mafia.
It is got
get
this,
the Russian mafia.
It's got
involved.
This Eastern European bloke in it, and it's got that whole kind of immigrants, the mafia.
It's got more mafia style than gangster style.
Yeah, but then it has got those gangsters in it.
Gangster people.
Where
yeah, they think a bunch of gangsters.
Gangster rat. Yeah.
If the KGB were here, they'd run off faster than anything.
Put a cap in your ass. I don't want a cap in my ass, especially a bottle cap. There's a sharp around the edges where you put the bottle cap remover underneath you.
What do you want about?
Capping people in the ass.
When are we going to cap a PS3?
Yeah, we need to buy one of those stupid things.
Catherine's got a PS3.
She's got a. When did she turn to the dark side?
Get this. She won a 360. And traded it in against the PS3.
I don't know what to say to that.
I could have had a 360 up here.
I would have been tempted just to keep it. I suppose, you want to see what the other side's like, it's just the fact that you got to buy games for the thing. I suppose...
Games which are expensive.
I suppose from Catherine's point of view, if anything Final Fantasy-like comes out, she can always get it.
Oh yeah, hold your breath for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that told you. But yeah, I must admit, if I had I won something, or if I won a PS3, I probably wouldn't get rid of it. I would keep it just for the sake of keeping it, just to see what it was like. Myself, I'd probably trade it in and buy a load of games and buy myself a PSP, because
I don't have any room under my TV for this evil station.
You can put it next to your PC, because it's black and it would match.
What, looking at this damn PS3 all day?
Well, it would allow you to get away with your PS3 bashing. You can have like a post-it note sat next to it of how many times it's crashed in a day.
Evil machine.
Right.
Well, I'm happy with how the format war is going, which is the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
HD DVD is winning. Our Blu-ray is winning the top 25. Only just.
HD DVD.
All the blacks are HD DVD winning, which is good, because for like if I show you all time, it was like never. Oh, that's August. August is where it started turning around, but for that time, Blu-ray won all the time. But now HD DVD is winning as well.
Mm.
That's good because it's got the momentum because the players are cheap. Right, anyway, let's actually get on with some stuff, some news. First off, some Wii 2 news.
Yes, Wii 2.
The Wii 2 is coming out next week. That's why there's a shortage of Wiis. Not really. Anyway, this is from Intel, leading microchip manufacturer Intel. So yeah, basically.
Yes, we can't do that. We mentioned the word Intel, so we're going to go dun, 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 Intel. Whenever anyone mentions Intel, they have to do that thing. I don't want to get sued.
This website doesn't do that thing. Are they going to get sued? No. And what are they going to sue from us
That's
anyway?
That's why it's got a massive big Intel logo.
So anyway, yeah. Intel have been doing the rounds investigating, the different console manufacturers to try and find out what they're up to and if they can sell them CPUs for their next consoles. Because obviously IBM picked up all of the contracts this time around, with the PowerPC in the 360 and the PowerPC plus a bunch of vector processors in the PS3, and then whatever is in the Wii, which I'm sure is an IBM chip again, probably another PowerPC. They've just been doing around, and they're basically saying about the Wii 2 that there won't be any hand controllers at all, and it would just use cameras. So instead of this is essentially what Microsoft said a few months back. Eventually you'll just pick up a real tennis racket and play with that, and the cameras will see you've got a tennis racket, and you know, so on. And even to the point of, they see you pick up the tennis racket and it automatically loads the tennis game for you. So obviously this is what Intel are saying about the Wii, but they're saying they expect it to be camera based instead.
Get rid of the controller altogether.
Intel claims its newly developed microchips are capable of 1 trillion calculations per second. This is far in advance of the current IBM Cell processor, which is only capable of 256 million. So Catherine sends us a link. PS3 beats Wii in Japan in November. Oh gee, that's because they've got no Wiis. But on that note, let's actually talk about the sales figures, in that PS3 is losing the console war. These are the data for November. 1.5 million Nintendo DSs shipped. The Wii shipped 980, this is North America. The Wii shipped 981,000 units. The Xbox 360 came in third place at 770,000 units. The PS2 was next at 496,000 units, and the PS3 was next with a dismal 466,000 units. You know, I'm stealing those.
Was the PSP not even on that?
It was, but I didn't bother writing them down.
Probably so low. Not worth it.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, this is really incredible. 2 years ago, who would have said that the PlayStation 3 would still not be overtaking the Xbox 360 in sales? Mm. You know, still the Xbox 360 is pulling away from the PS3. Good stuff. PS3 is a failure. Stop messing around with my wire.
I will be surprised. You know, like, you get those people that have a hard time saying, I admit defeat, I didn't win, you know. If you play a game against them, if they win, they turn around and go, ha, I won. Or if you play against them and you win, they turn around and go, best out of three. And they won't stop doing that until they actually win, and then the game's over.
Sony think they are winning. This is what Sony CEO Howard Stringer said, I think this was last week or the week before. He said that the PlayStation 3 is infinitely more fun than the Wii. Infinitely more fun than the Wii.
Have you seen their adverts?
Infinitely more fun than the Wii.
Right. Every single advert, do you know the only thing that's got to do with the PS3 has ever shown?
I ain't seen any adverts for it.
The PS3 logo at the end. Yeah, I'm not going to even answer that one. You've mentioned that to Sarah, and she will just say what Newport's made up of, apart from students. The Chav population of Wales.
Chavic underclass.
You want to see what it was like where I lived in Wales? Oh my god. You walk out of the student community, and before you know it, you're seeing 16-year-old girls pushing prams. And the Chavs in the hoodies, and they're all trying to trade in whatever.
Right, so anyway, yeah, Stringer actually had a Eurogamer go so far as to say he painted a target on his chest when he said that, because it's so blatantly, The PlayStation 3 will come into its own because its high-end games are infinitely more fun, demanding, and exciting. And he also said they are much more confident that the PS3 will get through this early part of the console. So yeah, this is the Japanese sales. According to Enterbrain, whoever they are, so I assume that's some sort of crazy retail tracking thing. Sony shifted 183,000 consoles in Japan, compared to Nintendo shifting 159,000. What utterly small figures.
Mm.
You know, when you look at North America. Or maybe that's worldwide, actually.
Just add to the show notes, I got my two game reviews as well.
What games?
Resident Evil, Umbrella Chronicles, and Link's Crossroad Training. We had something funny with Link's Crossroad Training at work. I was saying to my mate Matt that I was getting it, and Mike turned around and went, "Oh, cool, Legend of Zelda, Link's Cross... What's that? What's a crossbow?"
"It's a crossbow."
And I went, "What do you mean, what's a crossbow?" And he went, "Oh, bleh." And realised he just said something completely stupid. His brain didn't register what the hell a crossbow was.
Right, haha, funny story. Right, Tomb Raider news now, via Catherine, our local news agency. Crystal Dynamics, blah, 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 blah. Underworld is being built up for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and the PC. Announced in Play magazine, Dynamics is intent on providing visual street and organic feel for Lara's world. Footprints will impact the mud, then wash away in the rain, blah, blah, blah. So that's not good.
Yeah, I think Lara Croft has had a new boost. The last game engine that they created for the first one on the next gen consoles, and then the reboot for the Tomb Raider 1, the first Tomb Raider, which was made in the engine as well, has picked up old fans and new fans in the making of it, because for once it is the first time that you do not need skill to control Lara, because it was a skill alone. We're not talking about gameplay skill and how to actually play the game, but to actually make her run where you wanted to run was a skill in itself, to the point you had your own room area in the mansion to train, because it was quite hard to control her. But now I've played demos of it, and the game is a great of ease of being able to move her around agilically and move about, so the game has become a lot more playable and very cool. So I must admit, I'm not surprised that Tomb Raider has had a rebirth and is moving on, because it was getting a little bit soggy, and then they tried to reboost it on the PS2 with that whole Angel of whatever it was thing.
Angel of Darkness.
Yeah, which was alright for storyline, but it just ended up as a detective style game, and you were moving around, and it just wasn't that great. Where this has gone back to the classic Tomb Raider game, so I must admit, for the fans, it's going to be good. I'm going to be pretty impressed. I must admit, I haven't got around to getting it. I wanted to get the last two, but not on top of my list. There are some other games out there better, but wouldn't say no to it. Bit of Lara Croft swinging across, tight pair of shorts and some fluffy boots, couple of big pairs of guns.
Lame.
Right. Resident Evil.
Degeneration.
Looking very good. What? Resident Evil, what now?
No, great screenshots.
Is this PS3 Resident Evil 4 remake?
How am I supposed to know?
I'm reading out what it says. I will buy 20 PS3s to play that game. That's what normal people are saying after the delicious Capcom release screenshots of the upcoming CGI movie with asterisk of same camera angles, Resident Evil 4.
What are you reading, dude?
That there. Degradation is Capcom's jumping onto the CG Advent Children bandwagon and capturing the animated film-based 7 years events of Raccoon City.
Raccoon City, that's the just place before, in stuff.
Resident Evil 4. Degradation will be a new story featuring...
Degeneration.
Leon. Degeneration, a whole new story featuring Leon and Claire.
Degeneration.
So basically, this is actually not a game. This is Resident Evil the movie, but like Advent Children, where it's going to be a really good CG animation based off what's happening. So like Advent Children, it's going to be the same, which is going to be quite good, because I must admit the films suck, because they're just adaptations of the game, where you make something like this, Leon actually does look like Leon. So it's going to be a lot better. This is going to be good. I'm definitely going to look forward to this. What's that, Manhunt 2?
Yeah. BBFC warns it may take legal action to stop Rockstar's game getting to retail. BBFC is the British Board of Film Classification. They rate some games in this country. They basically Rockstar got Manhunt 2 classified, but BBFC say they are going to take it to court to try and stop it from being released.
Fair enough. They have been pushing the boat out a little bit with some games that are. They do go for their violent games. I must admit, Rockstar do.
Well, it sucks, doesn't it?
But they always get picked on. I think they've been targeted by a lot now. So when anything comes out,
they get picked on for a reason. Let's be honest.
Yeah. But have to wait and see. I must admit, it might spring people into action to make something a bit more official. But do we really need that in the gaming industry? Or should we really need it in the gaming industry? We never needed it for younger generations because graphics weren't as good, games weren't as violent. Adults never played many of the games because the only adults that play games are the ones who have got into it now or the generations that had them when they were young. So everyone's grown up with it. Where now it's kind of like, I never had video games at a very young age. And if I did, I didn't play them that much. Where so many kids are playing shed loads of video games at a much younger age than I did, and on a lot larger scale. You know, a bit of Mario while I was waiting for dinner to cook or something like that, or when it's a rainy day and then spent all day playing video games. I couldn't play so much on my Mega Drive before I would get bored of the damn game. So I'd much rather go out and ride on my bike or something. But I'll have to wait and see. What's next?
Next is the Wii Photo channel changes. Basically, they're scrapping support for MP3 playback,
which most people probably don't even use,
and replacing it with AAC, which nobody uses.
Yep. But
because most AAC songs that people have will be DRM'd thanks to iTunes, in which case they won't play on the Wii anyway.
Yep.
So, well done, Nintendo. You suck.
But it's, you know, channel thingy becomes used in December. To be honest, you could just, if you never used your Wii online, but you actually use this feature, all you got to do is press the reformat hard drive button after updating all of your game saves onto an SD card, and reset it back to factory settings, and it will work again. Because it's only the update, and just don't hook it up to the internet, and it would work.
What a joke! Getting rid of MP3 support.
Yeah, it is a bit bad.
Imagine if the 360 didn't fucking play MP3s.
I'm a little bit disappointed in
what
that.
A joke. 90% of the music out there is MP3. 8% is probably WMA, and 2% is probably AAC, and 75% of that 2% is probably all copy protected.
Yeah. But I must admit, the program photo channel is used highly more.
Well, use it if you've got a 360.
The advantages to it is the fact that because majority of digital cameras run on SD cards.
Hang on, if you're one of these people who buy a Sony one, you're screwed.
Yeah.
That happens when you buy a Sony product. They try and lock you into Sony land.
But yeah, like my my Canon. After taking some pictures, I can just shove it in my Wii, click on the button, and I can show people the pictures that I'd taken on the TV screen without having to power up a PC or anything like that. As well as the fact that you can do some quick stupid editing on it, where you can print sunglasses and draw on people's faces and put different funny pictures.
No, whoopee, like anyone can.
And then send them to people. So it's got that funny, weird quirkiness. But I've never used it to play music on. No need for it. If I was going to use anything to play music, I'd use my Xbox. I don't even use my Xbox to listen to music. I use my PC, so.
So that's our news for this week, really.
Yeah. Some game talk. While doing a bit of research for the show, I noticed that
Adam went to play and started shopping.
Yes. for something else we're going to talk about in a moment, but I noticed that new Dawn of War Warhammer game Soulstorm will be coming out.
I've had like a Dawn of War game installed for months and I've not played it.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got like some Dawn of War game on here.
Go on then, show me.
Who makes it?
Expand the window really big and I'll probably, if I see it, I'll... Oh no, you've got Warhammer.
Oh, is that different?
Yes.
My mistake.
That's 40,000 years previous. That's when it was swords and sorcery. Where Warhammer 40,000 is when they've got bolt rifles and armor and space marines and stuff.
Oh right, so it's like the same series only.
In the future.
Right,
This whatever, one whatever continues on. Expansion pack, but they're going the same way as the last expansion pack, where you do not need the previous games. The first Dawn of War and the Winter Assault expansion pack, you required to have the first one to be able to play Winter Assault, which I had. Now, you can own all the games individually because the single player levels that are not skirmishes are different for each game. So there are, after this one is released, there will be four different ones playable. And the latest ones have got multiples, so you can play as the good storyline or the bad storyline, and you can play as every race, and there's a slightly different storyline as you go through. So if you do like playing them as the storyline, you know, don't think, oh, I won't get them all, I'll just get the latest one. If you really like it, buy them all because you can play all the way through. But if you kind of like, you played on one previously over your mate's house and you were like, oh, I'll get it, but he never got around to it, to be honest, wait for this one to come out if you don't want to have them all, because this one will have all of the previous characters from all the other expansion packs, but you do not need to have any of them previously to be able to run them. So it's a standalone expansion pack, previously like Supreme Commander did. Did you need to have the previous one for Supreme Commander?
Nope. Forged Alliance is standalone.
But you require it if you want to have the other...
if you want to play as the other factions, then yeah, you need it.
But unlike this one you do not need to have any of the previous games to play the other factions. Then two extra, there'll be multiple of extra characters added to each race, as well as the fact two new races that are playable, Dark Eldar and Sisters of Battle, I think it's Battle, as well as the fact there will be flying units added to it as well, which they didn't show too much of it, but I'll be kind of curious of what they're going to be. From the looks of it, it looks pretty cool. I'll definitely be getting it because I just installed Dark Crusade again.
Dark Monkey!
And I've been playing that. It's on my computer and I'm quite enjoying that. I just like playing as Space Marines and stuff. It is quite a cool game to play. But yeah, that's all I've seen of it so far. No official website as such that I could find when I had a quick look, just some stuff on YouTube and on some standard game websites.
Right, next up, EVE Online Trinity.
Yes, last week we talked about EVE Online with the new expansion, Trinity,
EVE
which
Online
removes your boot file. I looked into
boot
this.
Boot.ini.
Looked into this, and supposedly it's actually designed to do it, but it's the wrong boot file. It's supposed to be removing something from its previous installation, and it puts one in. Now, it puts the one in where it's supposed to be removing it, but it removes the wrong one, and actually removes it from your directory. Now, they have posted a way that
from your root directory,
because it only affects your computer when you reboot it, they've given two help files. So if you can get onto another PC to find this information out, if you've already screwed up your computer, there is a way to fix it. But if you're scared of screwing up your computer, they give you this step-by-step guide of how to go in and where to look to make sure that if it has affected, because some computers it didn't actually do it. It's not a guarantee going to happen, but it most likely will.
What about him on Windows Vista?
Yeah, Windows Vista will be unaffected. But if you do go through the process, once you've installed, you are not affected until you reboot your computer. So you're allowed to go onto this website, check, and you can go through, and it allows you to help you fix what you've broken. And then it only gets affected once you've done that one update, and then from then onwards it fixes. Now, I went in to have a look a little bit more detail about this, and in doing so found out that what the online Eve's Trinity's expansion pack really is, which is quite exciting. I've not known too much about it, and me and Paul really got into looking into Eve a little while ago, and he got us kind of tasted for playing Homeworld 2. And we ended up getting, I ended up getting a copy of Homeworld 2, and we started playing that online together.
I've got it installed, dude.
Yeah, I'm tempted to play it again, because this is getting me all, you know, Homeworld 2. But one thing that I was quite impressed about Eve Online, what they've been doing, I believe, for quite a couple of years, they've been remaking all of the content of the game alongside the standard game. So basically it's remade. It's not upgraded ships. Some of the platforms, they're not upgraded. They actually look different. They've remodeled some. They've actually gone through and remade all the content in a new engine so that it is graphically better alongside the people playing. And then when release, people upgrade and they convert over to the new server. And it's basically a new game. It's like someone remaking the whole of World of Warcraft or Star Wars Galaxies and made
in
it higher...
in the Crytek engine.
And made it higher spec. And then...
Yeah, so high spec, no bugger can run it.
The spec's not that much higher because the spec was really cheap.
I was referring about World of Warcraft with the Crytek engine.
Oh, yeah. But,
Oh, I'm getting a new graphics card.
Yeah?
I've just decided I'm getting a new one.
Okay.
I will run Crysis at high.
Crisis at high. But
I thought it probably would be a 1920 by 1200.
At the moment, the Eve Online Trinity website, which is bolted onto the EveOnline.com, which I didn't realise Eve Online is actually a British, well not British, it's a European only server, so it's, you have to go to a different thing if you want to play on it from outside of Europe. Unlike WoW, which is American only, and then was brought across to Europe later and moved across onwards. The same with City Heroes and Star Wars and stuff were all American-born massive multiplayer online games, where Eve was actually a European one born from here. I've looked into it, and I must admit, they're at the moment on the official website, because of the release of this, they're actually giving a 14-day free trial.
14-day free trial, Eve Online Trinity.
Yeah.
Highly tempting.
It is highly
must
tempting.
Must avoid downloading game.
I'm tempted
That's
to try.
Weeks. Well, Ben, it's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm tempted to do it over the Christmas period. I'm just wanting to play it because I'm curious to see what
we'll
the gameplay.
We'll be prepared together.
I'm just curious to see what the gameplay really is like, to see how good it is. One of the things that does grasp me for this, which is one of the things why I'm so annoyed with Star Wars Galaxies, was when you played Star Wars Galaxies, fair enough, things re-leveled up and stuff, but each server was 100% different because they created so much free, empty desert, forest, landscape, rolling hills. There was nothing there. There was nothing to do there. And the reason why they created it was because there was an ability to create your own homestead. You could have a farm, you could be mining, you could do all this, and that you there's only so much retail to take up, and as soon as it's taken up, it's there. But if you don't pay your rent, eventually it will be removed, and someone else can take up that plot of land. And because of that, towns were being built, people could take up politics and become a mayor, and they had to run it, and they had to get money and take all the money off the people to put it in. They had banking systems and stuff like this. There was never an ability to buy anything because everything that you bought was built by another player. There was no NPCs to buy stuff off. There was a few NPCs you could sell stuff to, but you always got a crap price, and there weren't that many. Most of it was for selling junk parts from aircraft and spaceships when you were playing Jump to Lightspeed. But apart from that, you were limited to only getting missions from NPCs through the storyline. And that meant that it was the players who controlled and shaped it. Eve Online is much more highly in-depth to the degree, because Star Wars has tried to follow the path of WoW, where you had your different styles, where you like have a paladin and a warrior and a mage in World of Warcraft. In Star Wars now you've got Jedi, smuggler, commando, bounty hunter, where these you had to achieve by unlocking different things and getting skills to a certain level to become these. Now you can just start from scratch and level up with that character, which I think is probably because of the popularity of WoW. They've had to follow that to try and keep a fan base on Star Wars Galaxies. With Eve, what I've been looking into it is a lot more about, you get further in the game through power money, corruption, politics, war, piracy, not I'm a level 55. It's not about that. It's about getting enough money to buy a new ship and get good lasers on it and find a good run of smuggling stuff without being taken out by pirates. And some guy can completely and utterly screw you over. And it's all part of the game. It's part of the experience, the fact that it's free for all. And a lot of politics is built into the game as well, because of the fact you can create your own factions and you can make your own billion credit corporation and, you know, take over people and stuff like that. So it does have it's one in a kind sort of feel. The only thing that was different is the fact that you have instead of a character, you have an avatar. So you have a custom made picture of your character. And a lot of it's all done over computer chat on these chat interface comms on your ship. But you can never get out of your ship into a space station, which is a shame. But it's all about the ships and controlling that and stuff like that. So it's very much like a massive multiplayer version of Homeworld 2.
Or something more like X2 or X3.
Yeah, where you was...
Or even Freelancer.
Yeah. Which I enjoyed. I must admit, I always... X2, you could get out your ship, but you were just this crummy little spaceship suit that moved around, and it wasn't very good. And it was really hard to get back in your ship. But even I enjoyed that. And it's what's making the look of it. It's so easy to make these games look really good.
Especially because don't have to draw anything because it's in space.
Yeah. You just got all the nebulas and stuff, and now the ships are looking even better with Trinity, because if you go onto the website for the 14-day trial, there's a trailer, and they show you what the ships used to look like and what they look like now. I'm really tempted, even if it's just 14 days, and if I like to play maybe a little bit more, I may look into seeing if EVE Online is in like Game or Game Station, like the 2 for something or whatever, because it does. I had a look on the website, and even though that is like the bog standard bare bones of EVE Online that was out, obviously it's like World of Warcraft. You buy World of Warcraft, what's on those four discs is what was out on the release of World of Warcraft in Europe. Your account will download the rest of the content for you. It'll be exactly the same with EVE, so you'll get those extra 30 days free, and you don't have to pay to create an account. So I'm tempted to do that, actually. It might be cheaper, but it all depends if I like it. But it's got my interest.
You'll never find it in game.
No, probably not. But it's got my attention. I must admit, it's had your attention now and again, but it's just that whole going into it. It's just that first step. And now there's a 14-day free trial like they're doing with... Is it like a 10-day trial with WoW at the moment? Or is that
WoW 14? Is 10-day. Yeah. In fact, I've got a 10-day trial in my box. I tried to get my mum to play it. She says she won't interest it. Which is good, because I don't think I've got enough hard drive space in every computer to install WoW on there as well.
Yeah. You might have to have a cleaner. But yeah, it's got my...
I'll take World of Conflict off. World of Conflict, because that's 5 gigs.
Yeah, it's got my attention. And
I'm running out of hard drive space on here as well.
Yeah, you're getting a bit close. They've gone red.
What I need... is my damn Nebula TV card to have 64-bit drivers, then I'd order a massive hard drive and just move to 64-bit.
Yeah, I'm tempted to get a new hard drive.
Because there's no point in me getting a hard drive now and re-rolling out 32-bit, because then, you know, 6 months later when there's 64-bit drivers, I'll just move. Lack of computer, I can move to 64-bit now.
Yeah.
Because there's no, like, TV card. Thanks a lot, Nebula Electronics. You suck. Give me your 64-bit drivers.
But yeah, it's got my attention. I think over the Christmas period, I'm going to have a go at downloading it. Fair enough. Unlike Paul, I am on XP, so I'm going to have to be very careful and take it
XP. Dinosaur operating system.
I know. I had to go backwards to XP because I needed
to. I had to go backwards to XP because it's my story about how Vista sucks, even though it's really 3D Studio Max, which sucks.
No, it's not 3D Studio Max as such, it's the company that owns it, don't do any patches for it. That's what happens when companies get bought out. But yeah, I must admit, after Christmas...
If they follow the fracking Windows guidelines...
Excitement for you.
What?
After Christmas, as long as I don't get any problems with my motorbike, I would have actually finished paying it off. Where that means
what are you talking about?
My motorbike. I'm paying my dad off because he lent me £1,500 to finish paying off the payments for the bike.
Right.
Well, I've nearly paid him off, which means that is.
That means you have some money.
That's around about £340 in cash in my pocket extra. So give it a couple of months, and I might have enough to start buying a new PC.
Ooh, good. I'll build you a new computer.
Exactly. That's what
I'm
thinking.
In fact, you can have all my parts, and I'll just have a new one.
But
yeah, do that.
New computer, and that means I'm going to have two computers. I can have the other one on XP for playing Vista and doing my art stuff, and I can show Photoshop and all that on that computer, and my nice new one, I can have video games and all my other stuff on that.
Why don't you just have everything on both computers?
But there you go. EVE Online, check it out.
So what was I saying? Oh yeah, I was going off on a rant about how if they followed the fracking guidelines, the guidelines Microsoft published in the year 2000, their stuff would flipping work properly. It's like Quicken, which do it's like, you know, it's like money, you know, it's a money program.
Mm. Yeah, my dad has it.
Version 2006 doesn't work on Windows Vista. Well, you can get it to work, but you have to niggle your way around the security features.
Yeah, my dad's done it.
But if they followed the guidelines Microsoft published in 2000, it would work fine.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they say, hang on, let's not do this. Let's deliberately screw people over by screwing all these damn user account settings and having the security wrong and writing to the wrong bits of the registry and the wrong bits on the file system. And, you know, they do it deliberately. Software developers. Well, not software developers, but software companies are real bastards. Guidelines published in 2000. Get your act together. It's 2008. You should have been following these guidelines for 8 years. Because even on XP, if you try a standard user, it will like frack around. It's ridiculous.
Shall I go into my reviews now?
Yes, get on with your Umbrella Chronicle Wii nonsense.
Right. Last episode I said
about a game. Now I'm going to actually review it after I said I did it a year ago.
Last week I talked and did a review on the Wii Zapper, but I hadn't unfortunately had a chance to play on the games. I've had a good go. First I talked about Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles. I was very impressed with this. I was a little bit worried that it was going to be...
I was a little bit worried it was going to suck.
A new game, you know, it's using this, that and the other, and it's all about the old games. It plays just the same as Resident Evil Zero, but you are seeing it from a completely new angle and perspective, which is really good. So you're playing through the same storyline. Some of it has been chopped out, but some of the storyline and places you're going for Zero, there isn't enough action and you would get bored. So they've cut out all the boring parts and let you go through at a faster pace. Still got a real good creepiness about it, but you play through Resident Evil Zero. They've cut out Resident Evil 2, because Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 3 happen in the same location at the same time. It's just a different two people that cross past each other, but miss each other by 10 minutes.
That is such a rip-off of Half-Life.
So what they've done
because Opposing Force and Blue Shift were all taking place at Black Mesa at the same time.
Yeah.
And you just played as different people. And it was really cool, because you could be going along. You could be going along and, you know, take the beginning of the game. Gordon Freeman's riding around on the train going to work. And you see a security guard on your left-hand side banging on the door trying to get in.
Yeah.
And then in Blue Shift, you play that security guard and you see Gordon go past on the train.
Yeah, it is quite cool. But yeah, so what they've done is they've cut out the characters from Resident Evil 2 and just allowed you to go 0, 1, and then 3. And then they haven't done 4, because 4 is quite a newish game and it's also been released on the Wii anyway, so it would have been a waste of time. As well as 4 is the first game where it's a third-person shooter game, unlike the horror-style games of the previous ones. It's quite good because it uses the other function of the Wii Zapper, where you can have the nunchuck separately, so you can use it as a knife, and then you've got the gun. So you
can
do
use
that.
A nunchuck as a knife.
So you go like that and you swipe.
What, has he got like a flick blade on it or something?
No, you just pull the Z and you go like that and you go.
Pull what?
The Z button. And then you swing
Z?
It.
Z?
Z. Z.
What the hell is a Z?
Z. the Z button, sorry, and you swing it, and then you cut out the zombies.
Z. Whatever.
From playing it two player as well with Jimmy, that it was very much very like classic zombie shooting, like House of the Dead, playing in the arcade. It had that same feel of being, you know, quick shoot them. And it's not just you shoot them, if you want to you can shoot them in the knees and drop them down to their knees and take their head off. One thing I was really worried about was, one thing that was always a big thing in Resident Evil was conserving ammo, and I thought, right, so if you go a bit gung-ho the first 5 minutes, you could be spending the rest of the game with a knife, and just a knife. Not to fear, all the guns have ammo and will run out, apart from the gun you start with, which is normally a hand pistol. It's not that great on big enemies, but it is infinite ammo, so when you're going around and you know that you've got plenty of time to kill people with headshots, you don't use your shotgun, you leave that until you get to the big zombies and the other scary monsters you come across, and you just use your small gun right between the eyes, you take them out. Some really nice features of combination of icons and buttons flashing up, because in Resident Evil 4 they would show you different buttons you had to press to dodge out the way of someone swiping at you or get zombies off you. You had to shake the thumbstick left and right on the GameCube and stuff like that, and they've done the same thing. They'll show you, like, something will grab hold of you, and player one it will show the nunchuck swiping, and player two it will show the Wii remote, and both of those players have to do that to get that creature off you. So a zombie will grab hold of you and he's trying to bite you, and you've got to pull him away quickly. He'll fall to the floor and then he'll step back up, and then you both shoot him in the head. So I'm still playing on zero at the moment, but it definitely is good, and I must admit, over Christmas me and Sarah are going to have some serious zombie blowing heads off action. From the looks of it, it will be going into some unspoken of territory as the storyline goes, where it'll be going through a bit like how with Blue Shift it goes behind the storyline on Half-Life.
Oh, Half-Life 1, that was a good game. This is so much better than Half-Life 2.
This is going on to behind the scenes of other characters to make the storyline seem a bit better, because some of the storyline was always in the dark.
What the hell is that thing
doing? What thing? He's going like this.
It's really suspect, man.
Yeah. But Resident Evil fans will love this. Some Resident Evil fans may not love it, but will like it for the fact that it is a zap gun, but it will be better than those other zap guns that were on the PlayStation 2 that were just taking the game style of Resident Evil and zombies and you had to shoot things. This is Resident Evil zombies and you have to shoot things, but for the first time ever there is a decent storyline, and it is a storyline that you all know and love, and for the first time you can play all of your Resident Evil games but just in some hardcore blowing heads off action. Because there are those moments when you play Resident Evil where you just want a gun, you want to be able to aim at their heads and just shoot them constantly. But it still has the creepy factor.
Dude, you're so violent.
I know. It's still
I object to your violent attitude.
It still has the creepy factor.
Okay, let's play WoW and kill some damn things.
Well, there's the undead in WoW.
The undead. Yeah, they're undead. No, not dead.
But yeah, it definitely
I've got my undead character. He's like level 5.
But fair enough.
I'm going to play as my undead character.
Can I pitch my review?
No, let's talk about World of Warcraft.
Don't do me.
In World of Warcraft, in City of Heroes, in Star Wars Galaxies,
EVE Online, zombies. But no, I'm very pleased with it. I was a bit worried that it might not be what it holds up to, but it does everything it says on the box. Works well with the zap gun, but do not fear, you do not need to go out and spend $19.99 on a zap gun with Link's crossbow training. If you're hard up for cash, you can actually play it with just the standard nunchuck and Wii remote, because I've only got one zap gun, so one person has a zap gun, one person just had that, and it is just as playable with that, so there's no biggie. You've got complete change, and it will play without it straight away. You have to go into the options, which it says in the manual that if you're using a zap gun you have to tell it that you are using a zap gun, otherwise it won't play properly. But yeah, as a game, storyline-wise, it's going to go through some stuff you've seen before from a different angle, point of view, characters, and it will also go into some storylines that are in the background about Whistler and stuff like that. So
Whistler?
You know what Cat's sister's name is, tag name is?
Whistler.
Not Whistler, it's Albert whatever.
Colonel Captain Albert Wesker.
Yeah,
Whistler is the name of a mountain which Windows XP was codenamed off.
Because
Whistler was a codename of Windows XP.
Yeah, sorry, it's because I've got Whistler stuck in my head because after New Year I'm going to Whistler snowboarding in Canada.
Oh, you're going then? Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Check out the Longhorn Bar.
Okay, remember that.
It's between that and Black.
Yeah, that's why I got that name stuck in my head. But yeah, I'm very impressed with this. It's going to be
going there and say, "Hey, this is what Windows Vista was codenamed for." Dude.
Get down on my hands and knees.
And then just start asking everyone if they're from Microsoft. Like, you're from Microsoft.
Give me a job.
I do a podcast with this guy called Paul, and he says Windows 7 better rock.
Man.
Now he's flipping phoning me. Go away. I'm in the middle of the show. Whistler is also from Blade.
Okay.
Shall I just get this?
Yeah, go on, answer it.
Dude, what's up?
You need to put a microphone next to
you. You need to be here within about 10 minutes. Yeah, because we're like nearly finished, dude. Well, we can always do it next week.
Yeah, do it next week. We'll have him on the first of the 100th shows.
Yeah, no problem. We can. Oh. Yeah, 101.
But,
okay, yes. Dude.
He's interrupting my I apologize, people. He is interrupting my
podcast. No, but it was originally going to be quite long, but we're sort of bored and we're trying to finish it off now. Adam's just doing his boring reviews.
I'm not boring reviews. I'm doing good reviews on great games. Great games for the people with the Wii Zapper, with the zombie shooting and the stuff. You done?
Yep, carry on.
Right, so, as games go, it looks amazing, but at the end of the day, remember, this is something that it's going off the same graphics engine as the GameCube and stuff, but it just tweaks a lot more.
He is coming over, but...
Not for the podcast, just to come over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know, I pressed the disconnect button.
I'm going to take full time to do this. Shall I just, like, read a book or something? Like, I'll read.
Yeah, we'll be finished by then, so don't worry, mate.
Official expansion to the game of the year. You're taking Azeroth by storm.
Cool.
Now dark frontiers await beyond the dark portal.
Later, dude.
The sinister agents of the Burning Legion reward your demonic crusade to consume the magic of the universe that lays before your path. The path of the black hero of the Hellfire Citadel.
What are you talking about?
I'm reading on the story because you're talking over my review. So
phone call, man.
I'm reading the back.
I'm not afraid to take my phone calls on the show.
Where you have a go at me every time I do it.
Shut up.
It's because my phone rings where you had yours on vibrate.
No, I have mine on silent.
Yeah, I know you always have yours on silent. I can never get hold of you. Right. Well, so
I like silent.
You like silent.
I don't like, you know, the phone sat there, somebody sends me a text message and it makes a noise. And it's like, dude,
that's what they normally do.
That's annoying.
Yeah,
you know,
so...
If it's in front of me, if it's there, then I can see somebody's phoning me. I have eyes for a reason. They actually do work. Anyway, what are you talking about?
Okay, so I'm going to finish up the review.
Yeah, Matey says he's going to be half hour an hour.
Right.
So he'll have to be on the next show.
If you like the idea of shooting zombies, you need to get it. If you are a Resident Evil fan and you've got a Wii, definitely get it. For the same reasons you would need to buy the Wii version.
I've got a Wii. Should I get it?
Do you like zap games? Do you like shooting stuff?
I haven't played any since like the Spectrum.
Well, my next review may tweak you in that way. But
next review, dude.
We
should do a listener survey. Are the reviews more fun when Paul is interrupting Adam? Yes. Get on with it, dude.
I'd have to give this a 4 out of 5 because there are games that are better. But because it's a very good idea for a Resident Evil game and the way to go through to regurgitate stuff from a different point of view, I do like it. And for a Wii game, it is good. This was needed. For the Zap game, this was needed to come out, and I'm glad that it did. And from the screenshots of the official Nintendo magazine that I drilled over before it came out, I am very impressed.
Ahoy, hoy.
Stop talking on the phone. It's not on because I can see that the answer buttons are not highlighted. I own the same style phone. I know how it works. But yeah, 4 out of 5, I definitely say get it, especially if you're going to get the Wii Zap. It's a good game to have with it. It does make it a lot more fun. Now onto the Wii Zap, Link's Crossbow Training, that comes free with
Link's Crossbow Training, the game that Olympic athletes use to help in the crossbow event.
Very good, using the graphics engine from...
Actually, that's a lie. They probably don't use
it. No, they don't. Using the graphics engine from...
Hold on while I zap you with my infrared port.
Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, which has allowed them to use the full environment. One thing that is good is the whole environment is hittable by the arrow.
The whole environment is a leprechaun.
So you'll have like scarecrows and doors and barrels and pots and lots of, and like if there was pumpkins on a cabbage patch in this village that you went to, when you go to there for shooting the targets that pop up, you can hit the pumpkins and you'll get score for them. You can hit a pot that's on the side, you get score for it. So there is, it's not just like it's a background, it is interactive. You can shoot the stuff that's in the background.
I need more pictures for Emerson. I keep sending her the same ones over and over.
I know.
I need some new stuff, man. I need some new pictures.
This will drag out. He'll be here by the time I finish this, right?
Let's use this thing.
But it is good. It wasn't what I was expecting. Basically, it's Nintendo showing off.
It's Nintendo being violent.
It's showing off what the Wii Zap can do. It's different style. There's a bit that's like...
It's showing off what a piece of plastic can do.
You've got like Duck Hunt style where they're throwing these skulls up in the air and you have to shoot them.
Duck Hunt, have Alien Hunt.
And you've got Target Practice. There is
the Predator.
There is one where you're using the Nunchuck analog stick to control Link and you have to run around a level shooting people, which is quite good. So for first person, third person, the Zapper does have a use. What else is there? There was one where you stand on a spot and you have to rotate 360 degrees, shooting bad guys that come at you from multiple angles, so you're forever having to keep an eye on this radar.
That's why I've got dual wieldable crossbows with electrically powered things.
There's lots of bits from the game that you will recognise. So if you're a Legend of Zelda fan, you will like this because it's not going through any story, it's just parts to do with areas that Link goes to and moments of
Link. See, I've never played Zelda, so would it make any sense to me?
It wouldn't make any sense, but it wouldn't ruin the game. Because it's just locations with bad guys or targets and stuff. And it just looks nice and you hit stuff. But if you played the game, you go, oh, I remember going there. I remember shooting that bad guy. You know, there's no storyline to it. It's just a shooting game. It's a bit like Nintendo have released before with when they release the new handgun or bazooka or the Wii Zap, the Zapper for the NES.
My bazooka.
Yeah, and all of that. It's like a game that normally comes with them. So you just shoot through. But the good thing about it is you can have two-player action. The avatar system is really good. You have multiple game saves, so loads of people can come around and have fun playing on it and save their saves. As well as you get different coloured Link heads. Or you can pick a Mii. So the Mii system comes into it, so you can have your own Mii face for your game save, which they've seemed to start doing with all official Nintendo games now, because Mario Sunshine does that as well.
It should. I mean, the Mii, as far as I'm concerned, it acts like a profile does on the Xbox.
So now the Miis take over more of the profile, so you can pick the profile that's in the game, or you can have one of the Miis, and it's becoming a lot more in there as it is.
Of course, the Miis should really be centralised in the cloud.
Yeah.
So then I can go over Catherine's and play there. Like Xbox Live, I should just be able to like sign in on an Xbox console without having to do account recovery, which disables it on the other machines. That's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's what.
And I don't want to buy a memory card and do it that way.
But yeah, as a game, it's quite good because you only get 3 levels, and that's all you get. There is a lot more, but it's not like they're all unlocked for you, and you just play around. You kind of like, well, what's the point? You start playing because you're like, I want to know what these next games are, because each stage has got 3 levels in it, and you've got 3 stages. But you've got to get at least a bronze medal in all of the stages to unlock the next one. Then you get a bronze one, that one, you unlock the next one. and then there's silver, and then there's gold. So it's just this whole competitive go around shooting stuff, and it is quite a real good game for just a zap game.
So how much is this to buy with the zappy thing?
It was £19.
So that's not too bad, really.
No, it's well-constructed plastic.
Well-constructed plastic. It was melted very nicely.
The good thing about it is it uses the holes created in the nunchuck where the screws go in when they construct it, and they slide on two prongs into the back of the gun. Then you wrap the cable underneath, and then it's got this clip that closes round and closes all the cable up. The cable stays in this groove all the way in, and then where the sheath goes over your knuckles where the nunchuck is, all of that comes apart, and it gives these two prongs for you to wrap the cable up so you don't have any extra cable. And then when you've used all the cable wrap up, close that back up, and then you bring the last slot over, it basically does mean there's a quick release that allows you, if you were going to like play, I don't know, Wii Golf, and you're like, oh shit, I can't get the Wii remote because it's hooked up to the Wii Zap, I don't want to have to take it off. Well, you literally just unplug the nunchuck, release it from the gun, pull it out, put the gun and the nunchuck to the one side to use later, and you've got a spare Wii remote. So it's not like saying, oh my god, my Wii remote's always going to be out of action if I've got it in this Wii Zapper. Fair enough, a nunchuck might take a little bit of time to get off, but the Wii remote, which is the main part of the controller, you can get off and use whenever you want.
Yeah, just use a nunchuck hooked into the controller anyway. And then just like do this with a gun there and your Wiimote there.
Yeah, which also is part of the game, of the fact that if, say, for instance, you've got Call of Duty on the Wii or something like that, and you're like, well, I want to use
it. Get it on the 360.
And you're like, well, I need to wave the nunchuck, and it's really hard, and it's in the back. Well, the great thing about this, in the manual, it says you've got two ways of doing it. You can either have the nunchuck attached to the back, or you can take it off and hold it to the side, which is like what you've got to do for Resident Evil. So you've got a gun in one hand and nunchuck in the other. So a lot of games that had that first-person type of gameplay beforehand, you will be able to use the Wii Zapper for them. Some may work, some may not work as good as others, but from now on, I think a lot of them are going to be introducing the ability to use Wii Zapper, even if it's in options. Link's Crossbow Training, very good game. I've seen that before. As a Legend of Zelda fan, like it, but don't go out there expecting a whole new adventure of Link or anything like that. It is literally Link in the world of Twilight Princess with a crossbow. It is just a zap gun game. It's nothing new, it's nothing
better. Why can't Link have a rifle?
I don't know.
Give him a rifle.
Yeah, he normally has a bow.
What is he, Legless or whatever his name is?
It looks like him. But
elfish sniper.
He's Hyrulean. For a game that comes with it, it is a good package together, and I like it. But it's not a big thing to go for a Legend of Zelda fan. It is quirky and it's cool, and it doesn't ruin too much of the game. It just shows locations. If you're that bothered by it, then if you're that much of a fan, you should have completed Twilight by now anyway, so there's no big deal about it. But for a fan, it's got that quirky feel of, yay, I remember that, I remember this. But it's nothing new, it's nothing better, it's all in the same engine, it's just Link with a crossbow, and it's just fun zapping game. I must admit, it's a very good game for Christmas to be able to just get together and just shoot the crap out of stuff. So
get together in the Christmas spirit and start killing everyone.
Well, yeah, I remember it's like at Christmas time when I got my NES, and we had it downstairs, and we were all playing Duck Hunt, trying to get highest score, and that was really good. But the only problem with Duck Hunt was that system was all based off the fact that you needed to be able to receive the information off the screen, which meant that you had to sit there for ages changing the color and the brightness to get it just right so you could actually hit anything. Still have my zap gun; it's really cool. But I remember the bazooka as well. That was crazy. And every time someone else used it, you had to set it up, because depending where you put your head, it was slightly out of thing, so you had to redo up the...
Well, yeah, the little scope bit on it, you could move.
Yeah, and it'd go in and out and zoom in and out, so you had to realign everything, because someone's head, their eye might not be in the right place, and it might not be dead on. Well, it was good, though. I remember it being my mate my mate Simon's first game he got with his SNES. We used to play it all the time.
SNES boy, get a proper console.
Mega Drive.
Yeah, he had the SNES, I had the Mega Drive. I didn't do the SNES. No point, because he had one. So he did SNES, I did Mega Drive.
No, Mr. Rich Boy of Mega Drive. I only had a Master System.
Yeah, I had Mega Drive. I had the 32X bolt-on with Star Wars Arcade.
And I bet you thought at the time it was fucking amazing, didn't you?
Oh my god, yes. Being able to fly a TIE Fighter under a Star Destroyer and come up past its engines and shoot TIE Fighter. Oh, it was great. It was like crack cocaine for Star Wars freaks. It was great. But yeah, Link's crossbow training. It's nothing new. It's nothing great. But for the Wii, it is the first of its kind of generation of zap gun games. So as a package, I would definitely say, yeah, go get it. I don't even know if I could give it a score, because it isn't like a top of the range game. It's a low tier game. It is running off a previous
cheapo budget game.
Yeah, but
just to chuck in with the zap gun thing.
Yeah, it's like Wii Play. It is just a game there for one thing for the Wii does: fun. It's not going to be breaking any new rules or boundaries of gameplay or anything like that, but it is the first of the zap gun games. Well, for the new generation, because there aren't any. Wii is the first people to come out with any zap gun games anyway, so yeah, it is pretty cool.
Catherine says she'd rather be playing Time Crisis 3 on the PS3.
Is that actually out?
Don't know, isn't it? I thought the PS3 was cancelled.
I thought it was Time Crisis 4. Oh no, that might not be out on the PS3 yet. I know Time Crisis 4 is out of the futuristic-y one.
She says she's got Link's crossbow training though.
I didn't have a go at Time Crisis when I was at ATP last weekend, but I did have a go on. I think it is 4, because 4 is the latest one that's on arcade at the moment, which I've been playing. And supposedly House of the Dead 4 will be coming out on Xbox as well, and probably PS3 maybe. And the new Ghost Squad game, which uses really cool machine gun on arcade, that will be coming out for the Wii Zapper on the Wii as well, made by Sega, and that will be coming out shortly. If you go to the Nintendo official website and go onto the Wii Zapper section, it will show you more information about how the Zapper works. It's got some instruction manual to show you how it all goes together, so that if you're a bit unsure of whether or not you spend that money, you can have a look at it for yourself and actually determine whether or not you want to have this, as well as it shows you the games that will be available that are specifically designed with the aspect of using the Wii Zapper, which is very cool. So
So you recommend any like gun fans on the Wii who have a Wii get this, because it's only £20?
£20, it's really good, because
it's not, you know, to buy a shooting light gun game on another platform, you're probably talking £20-30 for the gun and then the game on top.
Yeah, for this, because it's like, if you ever bought, I don't even know if the NES or SNES ever release a zap gun. All the games separately. It was always with a console bundle. I never ever saw them separately, and if you ever were, it was very rare. It's normally with Namco, and Time Crisis that have always been separate, and like you said, it always had that kind of price tag. This is nice, cheap. Fair enough, there are no electronic parts, it is just plastic.
Fair enough, you use your existing controllers.
But it is a way to put your existing controller in a neat package that holds together with a proper trigger, because this trigger pushes the B button gently so that you can pull on this trigger and you've got that feel of having a gun in your hands. So if you like the idea of zap gun games, it is good, and it's the first start. It's, you know, it is the first two games out, so you know, expect what you would expect for the first of many games. But the cool thing about it is a zap gun game that has a thumbstick in the end. So one of the things that one of the Link games you can do, you actually run forwards, backwards, and use the app moving the Wii remote to left and right, steers it exactly the same as how first person works on Wii games. So you could go play Call of Duty or any other first person game on the Wii with the zap gun. You may not be able to attach the nunchuck to the back of the gun, because you may need to use it for other movements,
But if you don't need to use it for other movements, if you've got a game that you do not, that's first person, you do not need to shake the nunchuck, or if you do, it's not that much, or you can remove that control and put it somewhere else to maybe shake the Wii Remote, then you could actually use that Wii Zapper gun for a first person shooter on the Wii. So for that, any of the price of it is good. The only downfall at the moment is because the Wii Zapper comes only with Link's crossbow training. So if you wanted two, you're going to end up with two copies of Link's crossbow training. They haven't yet sold it separately, but I think it's because
you can always get a third party one.
Yes, the third party ones are available.
Since it's only a piece of plastic.
Yeah, we looked at this last week and
see episode 99 for our 2-hour discussion on this topic.
Yeah, where we looked at them and they were like tenner and stuff like that. But yeah, Link's crossbow training, very cool. Got lots of practice. You can practice the levels. You can keep going back. The score system works really well because as you got a score, it saves what score you got last time.
I think Adam is excited about this game.
I am. And when you go back, it tells you if you did better or worse.
I think you did worse.
But yeah, no, very good, especially for Christmas. Lots of action. Oh, we've got something to listen to.
That was me, I just recorded that.
Oh, right. You're recording us talking.
I just like wanted to press the button, so I just pressed.
You're pressing the button.
I'm gonna get told off now, I'm sure.
Yes, you're gonna get told off for recording part of the show and sending it to your girlfriend over MSN. She's not gonna be happy because she is listening to the show anyway. Damn you, Paul! Right. Bye. Get Eve online.
I just got Google Warcraft.
Yeah, but it'll be free.
Yeah, and then what happens?
You'll end up.
I decide I like it and pay money for it. I don't think so.
But anyway,
I'm on save money mode now. I've got buying a graphics card for 180 quid.
That's why I budget out my paycheck enough money to keep me playing forever on a massive multiplayer game. So it means I can only play one at a time. So
he,
I have
he
to
does count. His does his monthly budget £10 a month online gaming.
And then I cancel one and then I start another one. So I, at the moment, I've always been jumping between City Heroes and World of Warcraft, but I'm tempted to go on to Eve.
Yeah, you're transferring your character so I can play WoW.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll just be hanging out with my undead dude waiting for Catherine to play.
Oh yeah, I'm going to play World of Warcraft for you because I want to get to Mount.
Oh, that's your goal, is it?
Yeah, it's how I play RPGs. I don't try and play to the end of the game. I always give myself little things. It's kind of like when I play Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, I played to try and get to the point where you got to get Link a bit older, and then when I got him older, I played to get
I've got Fable installed. I should play Fable because I never played that really.
I am really, really tempted to buy Fable for my Xbox 360 on download.
Doesn't my version work? You can just borrow my one if you want. I think I've got a copy of it. No, I haven't. I just borrowed a copy of it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I've got to talk about.
Yeah, woo, so that's episode 100.
We've made it to 100, and we could only have made it this far if...
thanks to your listener donations.
And the fact that you listen. If no one listened, we wouldn't have bothered. And we just spend this time playing video games.
Yeah, we could be playing World of Warcraft right now. So better people, better blah, blah, appreciate stuff, what we do for people.
Because if we didn't do the show...
Catherine has 3 copies of Fable.
Where's mine?
Where's mine?
We could share them. She could have a copy, you could have a copy, and I could have a copy. And we could all play Fable together.
Fable. If only it was multiplayer.
Yeah.
Ashley, it would suck multiplayer.
I think it'd be really cool multiplayer.
I don't. Fable 2, if they don't make it suck, would be good.
No, what I mean is kind of like a cooperative. You know, jumping cooperative.
Not really.
Oh, just for the fact that you can play this mission and you just want someone to cover your back. So you could go in there and...
Catherine says Fable 2 is good.
Yay!
Where's my copy? Where's my copy?
Is it out soon?
No. Where's my copy of Fable 2?
Has she got a copy of Fable 2?
I doubt she has a copy of Fable 2.
Just Fable.
She's probably played Fable 2. That wouldn't surprise me.
I want to play Fable 2 as well.
I want a robot dog. Oh, she says they could have buggered her up since she's played it, though. Yeah, they buggered it up.
Probably. But I did like Fable. Fable was good. I had horns and everything.
You know I have what? What, you have a copy of Fable 2? What? I want a copy of Fable 2. I want to play it.
Alright, are we going to end the show or are we going to talk to you? We can carry on talking to Catherine after we end the show.
Yeah, we'll end the show. We'll see everyone next week on episode 101, where we have this Juby Chris dude who phoned me earlier on saying he'd be on that episode to talk about his crazy games and stuff.
Crazy games. I don't know if by then I would have got on to playing Eve Trinity. If not, I would be playing over the Christmas period, which would be the show afterwards, if we do a show then, or we might have a break. I don't know. We've still got to figure out when we're having a Christmas break.
Christmas break? Well, let's have a look how things tie up. Because the New Year is on a Tuesday, so, you know, we could go straight through, really, can't we? Unless we have the 30th off.
Yeah.
Between Christmas and New Year.
Sometimes we give ourselves a day off. I might choose to have that off because I'm not actually working and I might want to just go off and do
stuff. Might want to not bother with our... Yeah. Might have a day off. A day off, completely.
Yeah.
Not, oh God, I've got to go around Paul's in a minute, do that bloody game again, I thought, for God's sake.
Right, so this is GamerCast, and this was the 100th show, and we're happy to say we're still.
In fact,
here.
hang on a minute.
Okay, you're
on. Right, hang on. Let me think. What I'm tempted on doing is doing a special show. As we're going to be missing out on the 30th, what we could do is release like a clips show. Like, so people can, if people email us bits of our funny clips, maybe I'll put them all together into a big show.
To listen to.
And that'll be like our New Year special show. And it would just be like funny outtakes of GamerCast. So yeah, people email us your funny clips from the show, and if there's enough there, I'll put an episode together.
What we could do is, if I've got some spare time, I could come up and we could just record some dialogue to go with it and talk about the bits and bobs and laugh about
it. Catherine says she'd rather have a normal show. Well, then she better pay Adam for his work, and me as well. Because I'm working too hard on this show. Because right now, this will go into an hour of post-production work. And this is like, oh my God. And it's annoying. So yeah, anyway, we'll be back next week for episode 101.
Woohoo!
And we'll decide what's going on then, if anyone sends us some funky clips.
Let us know what you want us to do.
Clips from our own show. Because we should really tag all the shows and everything, but I can't be bored.
Yeah. We should have started that at the beginning. We never thought we'd go this long. We never thought you guys would let us last this long. Because we started this just before Xbox 360 was out, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is old school, man. 2 years.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we've not missed that many shows. We've only missed like five.
Because it was just something that you were talking to me. I was unemployed, sat at home in my gym jams playing World of Warcraft all the time, trying to find a job. And... You were like,
let's do a podcast.
Yeah, do you want to do a podcast? I was like, okay.
Well, yeah, I've been thinking about doing a podcast for about a year before that.
Yeah.
Because like, I tried to get Rudis in on it, and yeah, he wasn't really interested. So I was like, I'll ask Adam. I can sucker him into this.
Really? I think we've done quite well for 70 years.
Yep, in 60 years' time, we'll be telling our grandkids about this. When we were the first like podcast pioneers. I mean, how many other podcasts out there have got over 100 episodes? Not many.
And if they are, they're only
a select few of people who were around before us.
And nobody is an individual podcasting show. They're normally news websites.
Well, hang on. I listen to quite a lot of podcasts, and there are a lot of podcasts up around episodes like 130, 140, who are just a bunch of people doing it.
Yeah.
But they generally look more professional and so on. They actually have some money.
Where we're doing this off our own back.
Where we don't have any money, and we only have 4 digs. Even when we actually have 7, but dig, like, minus them for some reason. So dig our show on dig, link that on the homepage, send us feedback at feedback@gamercast.net, or better yet, leave it on the blog at gamercast.net. Email us funny clips out of the show you want for this crazy New Year special, which is going to be really funny, because it's going to be me interrupting Adam.
Yay!
Over and over and over and over again. Other than that, well, hey, audio clips as well. We've not had any audio letters from people. You can send us
audio reviews.
Yeah, where's Darth Ura?
With some audio.
We need to get. Oh, it's Wester's birthday today.
Is it?
He's 19, so happy birthday, Mr. Wester. Even though he probably doesn't listen. And if he does listen, he probably would have like stopped it like 10 minutes ago when we said we were finishing the episode.
Oh dear.
But anyway, next week.
We'll catch you guys later.